Shannon Walker is the CEO and founder of Northwest Battle Buddies, a nonprofit providing service dogs to combat veterans with PTSD. Coming up next on Veteran on the Move.
Welcome to Veteran on the Move. If you're a veteran in transition, an entrepreneur wannabe, or someone still stuck in that J-O-B trying to escape, this podcast is dedicated to your success. And now, your host, Joe Crane.
Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal does. For example, you could start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit, add money anytime, and watch your savings grow. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. All right, today we're talking about Shannon Walker, CEO and founder of Northwest Battle Buddies. Shannon, thanks for being here today. Look forward to hearing your business, nonprofit, entrepreneurial story, and good things you're doing for veterans out there with PTSD. I do want to hear a little bit about your background and where you're coming from.
Yeah, so, well, thank you for having me on your show. First of all, super grateful for the opportunity to share our mission. So I've been a dog trainer for 30 years and have had multiple businesses, but I also was raised by a wonderful patriot who served during the Korean War, my dad. And then also my twin boys served in the military as well. And so being a dog trainer for 30 years, I've accomplished a lot of things, but it was when I met my first veteran that needed help with his dog that it really changed things for me, which launched me into the nonprofit world. And that has been a different type of challenge and a different type of success, but it's also continually ongoing. And just, you know, it's an honor to serve our veterans, but running all of that is definitely something to discuss. So I appreciate being here.
Yeah. Had you ever run a nonprofit before you started Northwest Battle Buddies?
I had not. My dad always taught me, you don't know, you don't know. And when I had met my first veteran, I have a for-profit business for 30 years and I had competed and worked with the police departments and things like that. But when right. I met my first veteran, that's when I ended up starting the nonprofit. And my dad always said, you don't know what you don't know. I had no idea just the fundraising and the board of directors and the hoops that you have. Just a nonprofit is a different animal.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to serve our veterans any other way than to have a nonprofit. So that's been a huge learning curve.
Yeah, absolutely. I know there's a number of veterans, people from the military community that always want to start nonprofits. And I know friends that have started very successful nonprofits and still run them. And some of them have run into issues and are not in the business anymore. But you know, running a nonprofit is not, you know, it's not all kumbaya and the birds are singing. And you know, there's a lot of competition in the nonprofit world. A lot of people are competing for those same dollars. And like you said, you don't realize it at first when you start to run. Like, for example, you think you're raising PTSD service dogs for veterans, but all of a sudden you find yourself in the fundraising business. Can you talk a little bit about what your experience with fundraising and you know, in order to raise money for your nonprofit, what you didn't know what you didn't know kind of experience?
Absolutely, Joe. That's a great question. You know, when I started Northwest Battle Buddies, my thought was, if I just adopt dogs out of shelters, I can train them and I can gift them and say thank you for my freedom. And if I just start a nonprofit, then people will pay for it. And I had no idea just the legalities of it. You know, I've always been also my own, you know, I'm a business owner. I run my show. But when it comes to a nonprofit, you have a board of directors and you have the donor dollars that you have to raise. And not everybody feels like me. And you mentioned, you know, all the competition, all of the, you know, what you have to do and the grants and just the legalities of all of that. And it's a huge machine that you have to learn how to navigate with wisdom. And you have to get educated about the laws and compliances and audits and just the checks and balances for every dollar for absolute transparency, which we do at Northwest Battle Buddies. But I had to learn that. I had to learn that not everybody does what they say. I had to get very savvy. But the thing is I had to hire a great team. I'm a dog trainer. I tell people that I'm a dog trainer. I do lead, you know, other organizations, but I hire my strengths and the expertise that I've needed to do in order. And I have an amazing team, but I had to learn, you know, we're 12 years into this nonprofit and it looks very different now than it did, you know, even 10 years ago, even 6 years ago. Just because of what we've learned. just making sure that you also, as a nonprofit, you have to protect your nonprofit. You have to put compliances in place. You have to make sure that your board of directors, that you don't have overreach. That was a huge thing, to make sure that nobody can take your nonprofit from you. I mean, there's a lot of, you don't know what you don't know, but there's no excuse for not knowing in a nonprofit right. world. There's no excuse for not knowing because you're still going to pay the price.
Well, I've seen it happen. I know a friend of mine who had been an Army Ranger and then became a Marine Corps pilot. He had started a nonprofit. Won't go into the names, but it became big because Bill O'Reilly on Fox News started sponsoring him, you know, and started not sponsoring him, but mentioning, you know, Bill O'Reilly took his nonprofit in as his personal and started talking about it on his show all the time. And he went from, you know, a little bit of money to $40 million in the bank overnight. And then some of the board members went rogue on him, and it was like Steve Jobs, you know. Steve Jobs started Apple, board of directors fired him from his own company, you know. And so he got removed from his own nonprofit that he started with his own blood, sweat, and tears, and got kicked out of his own little nonprofit. You know, it was his baby, and he got removed from the board of directors. So you got to be very careful who you put on your board. You're hiring your own bosses.
Well, that's exactly right. And that was my biggest concern, because you just said it, and you said it so well. You know, this was started with blood, sweat, and tears, sacrifice, tens upon thousands of personally, I'll speak my own money, put into this to sacrifice and do. And one day I could get voted off the island. All of a sudden somebody could be like, you're not the CEO anymore. You're not this or that. So I've done some things internally to just to make sure that, you know, that there isn't the overreach, that we are positioned in such a way that it is balanced. And and the other thing is about having a board, you know, a lot of people have come to us and wanted to give money. But it's a quid pro quo type thing. We'll give you this if you do that.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that. You can't, you have to be like, and so it's, you know, it really is. If I had a fear, and I will not say I had a fear, but if I had a concern or something that was always in the back of my mind, it would be that, you know, me being the founder and CEO, that I get voted off the island and somebody would hijack the mission that I started with all of the sacrifice and the team that is sacrificed that I've built. Because we all sacrifice. So that's a very real thing. And I know a lot of organizations who, service dog organizations, that have had that absolute very fight trying to protect their organization. And it's the world of nonprofits.
Yeah. Crazy to think about that. Members of Navy Federal Credit Union can earn more and save more. By opening a certificate, you can earn more than a standard savings account. Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal. Start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit. For example, you could open an Easy Start certificate for just $50, add money at any time, and watch your savings grow. Navy Federal offers equity loan options to help you get the funds you need to consolidate high-interest debt, work on home improvements, or cover any of life's big expenses. Fixed-rate equity loans offer no closing costs, saving you money. To learn more about Navy Federal's home equity loans, visit NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Membership required. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval. Hey, we're back talking with Shannon Walker, CEO and founder of Northwest Battle Buddies. So, Shannon, before the break, we were talking about nonprofits and money and raising money and how, you know, I know some friends that had experienced a great success in fundraising and then they end up losing their nonprofit over it. What's been your experience with raising fundraising and money in the nonprofit world?
Yeah, well, you just made a comment about, you know, that your friend, you know, once there was $40 million in the bank, you know, it changed things and people, you know, took his organization and hijacked it. And I was going to say, you know, even though Northwest Battle Buddies hasn't had $40 million in the bank, but it's money changes things. It's amazing. You'll start to see what people's true motives are, or even the success of the organization, where people start to feel entitled that they have a piece of it. And a nonprofit is its own entity. Nobody owns it. But people will start to sometimes have a power struggle, or they'll start to feel entitled to have something. And that any success, in my experience and my belief and how we run Northwest Battle Buddies, is any success that Northwest Battle Buddies has, any funds that come through, which is absolutely imperative because these dogs cost $25,000 by the time we gift them to our veterans. But anything that the organization gains, it's for the mission. nobody starts a nonprofit to become rich. At least that's not what it's supposed to be. Everything good that comes with a nonprofit is for the mission and the constituency right. you're serving in that. And so that's, you know, that's just something I feel very strongly about, that we continually shape our focus to make sure that our team understands that anything we gain, it's always for the next veteran on the list and the next life that's going to be changed.
Absolutely. So you started your nonprofit. Your mission is to provide service dogs to veterans with PTSD. What type of fundraising activities have you been involved in, or what's been successful and worked for you in order to fund your nonprofit?
Yeah. So, you know, we've gifted 244 service dogs to the number of $25,000 per dog.
Wow.
I will say we haven't lost one veteran to suicide. So that's the success of the
incredible.
The power of the service dog and the importance that the tool that that brings to the veterans' lives speaks for itself. But, you know, we're very grassroots. It is we the people. And it is, you know, our monthly giving program, Operation Never Quit. It's people giving $22 a month, you know, for 10 years that has been a blessing. We have people who will do third-party fundraisers. They'll have in their own company or, you know, their birthdays or whatever it would be. They'll be like, I don't want presents. I want to donate to Northwest Battle Buddies. So, you know, what was really a blessing to us is we have not been, you know, there's a lot of organizations that I know personally that have only been funded by the government as an example. And so therefore, when that grant didn't come through, they were dead in the water. You know, it's the $20 here, the $40 there, the, you know, $5,000 there across the nation that has been our foundation. Now, granted, we do have some grants, and we work very hard to take advantage of every avenue that there might be where we could bring in donor dollars to where we can help our veterans, because we have a waiting list of 90 veterans. And even though we provide 35 to 45 dogs a year, and we're one of the largest providers in the United States for veterans with PTSD.
Yeah.
That's 90, that's still years. They're still looking at years and fighting a suicide rate that they are of 22 veterans a day. So, you know, financially our funding, and it is, and you know, the Wounded Warrior Project, we have been very grateful to be able to receive that. But it's really been the American people who have given out of some of their wealth and some of their wages where they have supported us. And so it's been a huge blessing, and we're always continuing to share the mission. So we can, because without the donor dollars, you know, we're dead in the water. It doesn't matter how good we train dogs or how many dogs we own or how many are on our list. It is the, you know, the motor in all of it is the money, and it's the generosity of our donors.
And so talk a little bit specifically about the dogs. Where are you getting your dogs from? Or is there a specific type of dog that you're training up for a service dog?
Yeah. So in the beginning, it was always the shelters. I mean, it was the only resource we had. And so when I decided to start Northwest Battle Bays, I went right out to a shelter and adopted five dogs and just got started, and then learned what I didn't know and have been learning since. But since then, because we do provide 35 to 45 dogs a year, and not only do they come out of shelters, we still do shelter dogs, but we also have purpose bred dogs. And we breed English Labs and English Cream Golden Retrievers. And we also have breeders, you know, professional breeders who want to give back to our veterans, and they will donate dogs. And so we get our dogs, but we try to stay within the soft breeds. You had asked, you know, what type of dogs? We are not breed specific. However, we have learned over the years that when you work with breeds that are genetically have a propensity for that type of work, and sociability and softness. You know, even though we have German Shepherd dogs in our program, sometimes, you know, we want our veterans to be in the workforce. We want them to be entrepreneurs. And some of them are doing it now that they have their service dogs. But, you know, their client may not want to walk in and see a nice German Shepherd dog behind the desk. It can intimidate. We don't want to create more barriers for our veterans with service dogs that are out there getting back into the work world. So sometimes people are much more happy to see a soft golden retriever or an English lab as opposed to a harder breed that still may do the work beautifully, but it comes with a different stigma. So we try to make sure that we don't create barriers for our veterans on top of getting them out there. So that's how we run our program, and we have a puppy foster program. People can help us raise our puppies and all of that. So it's a huge lift, but it's incredibly rewarding, and it's absolutely successful.
Awesome.
I have to say, we haven't lost one veteran to suicide that we have gifted a dog to. And so this tool, this investment, absolutely works for our veterans that come through our program.
Wow. Yeah, you could almost call that 100% success rate, right?
It is. It is. Yeah.
Wow. Where are you guys located at?
We're in Battleground, Washington, but we serve veterans nationwide. And one thing that's really important is we serve veterans of all conflicts. There are a lot of service dog organizations that only serve post 9/11. Well, we gifted our 100th service dog to a Vietnam veteran. You know, we want our veterans to know that we see them. And it doesn't matter when they served, we want to serve them. And so even though all of the veterans that come through matter, but there's nothing that brings me more joy than to be able to serve our Vietnam veterans that are now seeing a different life with a service dog at their side.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. And how do we find you online? What's your website?
If you go to northwestbattlebuddies.org, all spelled out, northwestbattlebuddies.org, there's all kinds of information about ways to give back, be involved, and more importantly, if you're a veteran out there and you even think that you want to just check us out and that you have, you know, our service dogs bring hope and it's not a difficult process, but please check it out because we would love to have the opportunity to serve you.
Yeah. And how many dogs did you say you're giving away per year now?
35 to 45 dogs.
Okay.
And yep.
So you as the founder and CEO, what do you spend most of your time doing?
Wow. I wear a lot of hats and it's a lot of hours throughout the week, but I do this. So thank you very much, Joe, for the opportunity and helping spread our mission and elevate our profile and being able for people and veterans to hear what we do so they can be a part of it. But I'm training dogs. I'm out there. I'm with the dogs in the mall. I'm out there. We have a group of 10 veterans that are graduating on Friday and I'm out there with the veterans and it's such an honor to walk that walk with them. As I call it their walk of freedom when they're going into the store and they're going into the mall and they're going places that they haven't gone because their world is so small and these dogs are helping them break barriers. So I get the opportunity to do that, but I'm also building my team and I'm perfecting my craft and I'm speaking wherever I can speak and elevating our profile to be more impactful, to be a leader in the industry, to bring education to not only to our veterans, but to the public and to people who want to find a way to give back. I tell people, if you love your freedom and the men and women who provided it, Northwest Battle Blaze is a resource that you can find a way to bring value to the life of a veteran. And so, you know, I wear a lot of hats all day long. I switch it. I switch my clothes. I'm out in the mud. I'm out in the rain. And then I come in here and I do this.
Yeah. So, as far as raising money goes, where would you say, are you saying that most of your money comes from the grassroots, the $20 a month campaigns and that kind of stuff? You also mentioned grants.
Yeah. So, it's very, I'd say 75% of it is from Americans who are giving out of their wealth or also just giving out of their wages. We have a monthly giving program. It's Operation Never Quit. And so we have donors that will just give monthly and they get to choose the amount. We have it on there as $22 a month to signify the 22 veterans a day that will commit suicide.
Yeah, that's great.
So we have that, but we also, we have grants. We're actually one of 24 organizations across the United States that was chosen for the Wounded Warrior Project this year, and we received our largest grant ever that we had received. But one of the things that's most exciting about that is as a business owner and a business leader is it elevates our profile because we're working at developing a standard in the industry and proving the tool that these service dogs are with the Department of Defense. So, you know, we're out there in the store, we're out there in the mud in the field training dogs and working with veterans. But then, you know, I'm flying to Bethesda in July to be a part of a round table to talk about with leaders in the industry about what needs to happen in the service dog industry. How can we protect the dogs? How can we protect the veterans? How we can educate the public and open doors for our veterans and get rid of what is polluted in the service dog industry with fake service dogs and the lack of understanding between emotional support animals, therapy dogs, and service dogs. There's so many different areas that as, you know, a business leader, nonprofit leader, doing what we do for our mission that we need to bring understanding, clarity, and leadership education to pave the way for these veterans who are finding a newfound freedom with a service dog at their side, but also to help support our businesses who are scared every single time a dog walks through the door and don't know if it's going to be one of our service dogs, as an example, or a liability because somebody just wanted their pet with them. There are so many different layers to have to deal with all the while we're trying to raise money to provide service dogs for veterans. So it's a lot, but that's why I have a larger, I continue to build my team, perfect our craft, get educated, to bring the impact the industry needs. And we want to be, we are a leader in it, but we want to have a big voice because it's too important to have somebody else dictate to us how it's going to be. So Northwest Battle Buddies, we take advantage of all of that and really try to serve all the areas we can to where partners and leaders and the mom and pops be like that we're a trusted resource.
Yeah. What's been your experience with grants? You want to explain for the rest of us, explain what a grant actually is and how you go applying for one and what do grants do for you?
So, well, what grants do for you, it's a way for us to receive. So we're mostly, like I said, the grassroots, but the grants that we have received, it's a way to get a large sum of money that can make a huge impact for us. Now, I have a member of our team that is our grant writer and that is doing that. But the amount of detail, your syllabus, the mission statement, how you do what you do, the finances, your checks and balances, everything that you would have to do, a good grant, and especially larger grants, they will check you out absolutely the internal work of your organization. And depending on the grants, and sometimes they're limited, some grants are very specific to one thing. Like they will only pay for, you know, maybe the training of the dog. They will only pay for the equipment of the dog. Sometimes, you know, the monies that you receive are strict, you know, they're a restricted gift. And so you have to make sure that you hold integrity and that the money only goes to pay for those certain things. With the grant that we're involved in right now with the Wounded Warrior Project is we have 151 guidelines that we have to follow. Wow. And make sure internally that we are meeting, which means we have to prove it. So if we're saying this is happening, this is what our, we prove everything, we developed an internal infrastructure to hold all of this data to make sure that we are tracking every dog, every puppy, every veteran, every application, home caregivers, the home inspections, all of that. So each grant is different. Some grants, the lesser money, are easier to get and very likely are not going to be restricted. But when you're going to go for a grant that is actually going to be maybe organizational changing or impactful, there's so much accountability and there's so much competition for that. And so it is, and you had mentioned the competition of the nonprofits across everybody. It's like the federal money, especially. I mean, everybody's competing for it because nothing's getting cheaper. And especially when you have money that is coming from like donors, like we have, when they're feeling a hit from the economy, we're feeling a hit in our donations.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's, you know, the ebb and flow, COVID just was the worst. For everybody, but as a nonprofit, oh my gosh, that was, had some definite come to Jesus meetings about how we were going to survive and ride it out and not lose any veterans on our list, support the veterans who are in front of us, but also it was, you know, but as long as you just don't quit and you're going to persevere, you find a way, and we did, and we're stronger than we've ever been.
You mentioned Wounded Warrior Project. So that's a veteran nonprofit and they're giving money to other veteran nonprofits. What's the relationship there? Because for the benefit of everybody else, you know, some nonprofits raise money to accomplish a certain mission. Some nonprofits raise money so that they can give it to other nonprofits. Like how does that work?
Well, what I would like to say is this. So, because I don't want to misspeak. So it's called the Wounded Warrior Service Dog Project.
Okay.
And our grant, our contract, is with the Department of Defense through this project. So how all of that works, I honestly, I don't know that those monies came from Congress for this. So it's titled the Wounded Warrior Service Dog Project, but I don't know that is, I cannot speak to the monies if it actually comes from the Wounded Warrior Project that you're talking about, okay. Which is a nonprofit. I don't know where that comes from. I just know that, and then historically, we've never received any other monies from another. No, that's not true. So as far as other nonprofits who want to give back, you know, Northwest Battle Buddies is highly supported by Semper Fi, the Semper Fi Fund, and then also For the Fallen out of Washington State. You know, they give monthly to our veterans and help support. So we've just partnered with them. I mean, they are nonprofits that have found us and wanted to take their resources, and because that's what they do. They gain resources to help other nonprofits, veteran nonprofits. And that's what they've done. And that's just a simple partnership. That's way easier than anything we've done in regards to the Wounded Warrior Service Dog Project that we're working with.
Wow, that's interesting. So Shannon, getting towards the end of our time here, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way to contact you?
So northwestbattlebuddies.org, all spelled out, northwestbattlebuddies.org. They can find ways to give, they can find ways to support, and for veterans or family members who are looking for support and help for their loved one or for themselves, please reach out. Our veteran liaison is a former Marine, and her husband has one of our service dogs. It is a very safe place to seek out if it's a path that you would want to choose for yourself to make you have a better life.
Awesome. And if you're talking to somebody, maybe a military member, military spouse, they're looking to start a nonprofit, what kind of advice comes to mind?
So that's a great question. If you're going to start a nonprofit, if you have a heart, so how I looked at it is this was a calling. I've been a professional dog trainer for 30 years. I accomplished a lot in the dog world. But when I met my first veteran, along with the way I was raised by my father to believe in God, family, and country. And when you're in the presence of a veteran, you're in the presence of a hero, even though he never considered himself one. I took how I was raised in my own belief system and I tied it to a gift that I had, and I found a need. And if you're looking, and then once I found that need and I made the decision, I never looked back, no matter how hard it was, I found a way. And even though I didn't know what to do, I always would do whatever came next, and then what will come next. And if you are thinking about starting a nonprofit, first of all, make sure your mission is clear and don't waver on it. Get educated about how to protect yourself so you don't get voted off the island. And as you build your team, find people that have strengths you don't have. Because I built my team through a strength-based culture. They go through personality tests and everything else, and we place them. And I'm surrounded by people that are much smarter than I am, that are very gifted in the areas I'm not. And that is a great way to have a balanced organization. But I will tell you this, people have tried to come to derail us. People have come and tried to change the mission or to have influence, and you have to stay focused and you have to stay determined and true to what your mission statement is, and then go for it, because that's what makes the human race and especially the American people so amazing, is our ability to reach out to somebody in need and make a difference in their life. And it is the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life, other than raise my two boys and that are now men and served in the military. So stay true to the mission and just refuse to be denied, and you'll find success.
Awesome. Well, that's a great way to end it, Shannon. Thanks for sharing your nonprofit success story, and thanks for all the good you guys are doing with Veterans for PTSD with your service dogs. It's awesome.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, Joe. Hope you have a wonderful day, and we're super grateful. Thank you.
All right, we're out. Thank you for listening to Veteran on the Move, your pathfinder to freedom. If you like the show, leave us a review in iTunes. Reviews are always greatly appreciated. So until next time, this veteran is Oscar Mike.